USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After six southern states were struck by powerful tornadoes, President Biden is making plans to visit some of those states in the next few days. Speaking in Delaware, Biden pledged full federal help, saying, "We're going to get through this together." The FEMA chief said on Sunday morning,
What we are hearing is we are still in the life-saving and life-sustaining mode, right? We're still in search and rescue, and we're sending additional resources in to help locate anybody who still may be trapped.
That's FEMA Administrator Dan Criswell speaking on ABC's This Week. Six states impacted included Kentucky, Arkansas, Illinois, Missouri, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Vampire novelist Anne Rice has died at age 80. Rice's book selling more than 150 million copies after her first gothic fiction novel, Interview with the Vampire, was published in 1976. And this is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken backing up President Biden's claims that he was very tough with Russian President Vladimir Putin on a recent video call in which Biden says he stressed that the U.S. is ready to respond with economic consequences and even NATO and military consequences should there be a military escalation between Russia and Ukraine. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, Blinken said,
"We are looking at and we are prepared to take the kinds of steps we've refrained from taking in the past that would have massive consequences for Russia."
Journalist Chris Wallace is joining a rival news network from where he's been for years. The longtime host of Fox News Sunday is now going to be part of the new CNN Plus streaming service. He'll host a weekday show, but more information is going to be released at a later date, they say. The announcement coming not long after Wallace hosted his final edition of Fox News Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A dire warning issued by one of the hopefuls for the White House a few years back, as we hear from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
Hillary Clinton predicted Donald Trump would run again in 2024 and warned of dire consequences for the country if he were to retake the White House. In an interview with Today host Willie Geist, she says,
"Are we going to give in to all of these lies and this disinformation and this organized effort to undermine our rule of law on our institutions, or are we going to stand up to it?"
Hillary Clinton is still bitter she lost to Trump after calling more than half of Americans deplorables. I'm Brad Bernards.
The former president himself evaluating President Biden and his administration's performance so far, and Donald Trump says he's not impressed.
"We're doing horribly in terms of our image all over the world with the Afghanistan disaster and the border where millions and millions of people are pouring into our country. Now, I think we're at a very low point in our country's history."
And the daughter of Alan Shepard, the first American to travel into space in 1961, has made the trip herself and has returned already, as Laura Shepard Churchley was on board the Blue Origin rocket that blasted off Saturday morning for an 11-minute space ride. Also on the flight was former NFL star and Good Morning America co-host Michael Strahan. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.